Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Where would Star Wars be without lightsabers? Ghostbusters without the iconic proton packs? No Country for Old Men without that weird bolt gun thing? And that's just to name a few of the incredible, unforgettable movie weapons which lent considerable flavor and personality to the heroes and villains within. But sometimes you have a great weapon that barely gets any use at all, and that is a true shame. I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 movies that wasted their best weapon. Number 10, the BMW Z3, GoldenEye. One of the most exciting things about any James Bond movie is seeing the new car that 007 is kitted out with, and in the Pierce Brosnan era of Bond films, they tended to have a taste for the, ridiculous. Hugely disappointing it was, then, that in Brosnan's debut film GoldenEye, the BMW Z3 appears for all of basically a glorified cameo. When Bond is first given possession of the car by Q, Q mentions numerous thoroughly badass features: Stinger missiles behind the headlights, an emergency parachute braking system, a radar scanner, a passenger ejector seat, and even a self-destruct system. Therefore, it is definitely not a car, it is a weapon. And despite this very obvious tee-up, not a single one of these features is seen in the movie, and what is clearly the most potent weapon in 007's arsenal ends up just sitting on the sidelines. Number 9. The Noisy Cricket, Men in Black. The Noisy Cricket is a teeny tiny gun handed to Agent J as his starter weapon in Men in Black, much to his initial disappointment. But J soon realizes the comically disproportionate power of the weapon when he fires it at a fleeing Edgar the Bug, causing all of the fiery damage of a moderately sized explosion, with accompanying recoil that sends him flying backwards several feet. Despite the colossal damage it deals, J oddly doesn't use the Noisy Cricket throughout the rest of the movie, most bizarrely keeping it in his pocket during the final battle with the Bug, and relying on Agent K to finish the job from within the Bug's stomach instead. If Jay had just popped him in the face with the Noisy Cricket from a sensible distance, they could have both avoided being drenched in bug juice. Number 8. Vanderhoe's Buzzsaw, Army of the Dead. Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead is a film full of setups and strangely non-existent payoffs, and none proved more outrageous than the gigantic red herring that was Vanderhoe's buzzsaw. Though the saw is briefly shown ripping a zombie to pieces in the opening sequence and numerous references are made to how fond of the weapon Vanderhoe is, he never actually uses it on a single zombie in the main bulk of the movie itself. The many nods to the buzzsaw seem to be setting up an insane third act moment where he would tear through dozens of zombies in a furious rampage, and to the disappointment of every single person watching, it never happens. Knowing Snyder, it's entirely possible that the saw was a deleted scene casualty, but would Snyder of all people really cut an insane buzzsaw massacre in favor of all of the nonsense that he actually kept in the film? Number 7. Wainwright Electrical Launcher, The Running Man. Of the many kooky weapons featured throughout the 1987 Arnold Schwarzenegger classic The Running Man, by far the most potentially deadly is the Wainwright Electrical Launcher, effectively being an electricity bolt gun wielded by the opera-singing stalker known as Dynamo. A direct hit from the gun can kill someone instantly, as happens to poor Vice, and it can also be used to stun or incapacitate people for prolonged torture, as Amber learns all too well. But ultimately, Dynamo gets just a few scant opportunities to use his deadly weapon, and in the end, his tenure on The Running Man is cut short when Amber sets off a sprinkler system, short-circuiting Dynamo's high-tech suit and electrifying him in the process. Number 6. The Codpiece Revolver, From Dusk Till Dawn. Robert Rodriguez's absurdly entertaining vampire film From Dusk Till Dawn boasts one of the most hilariously, creatively ridiculous weapons in cinema history. It is, of course, the codpiece revolver. At the Titty Twister strip club, biker Sex Machine shows off the phallic double-barreled revolver that is strapped to his crotch, which can stand to attention in a moment's notice if he's harassed by someone. As a practical weapon, it obviously makes no sense at all, but it's still an insanely cool piece of kit, just barely edging out water balloons filled with holy water for the best of show. Despite its sheer badassery, though, Sex Machine is only briefly seen using the gun against Razor Charlie, which likely explains why he's soon enough bitten and turned into one of the vampiric horde. If your day-to-day life is dangerous enough that you need a crotch-level gun, maybe actually use it when danger strikes? Number 5. TST Chemrail – Elysium. Neil Blomkamp's Elysium is full of neat futuristic weaponry, but nothing is more fleetingly awesome than the TST Chemrail, an extremely powerful rifle which can fire both chemical-propelled rounds and electromagnetic rails. Sadly, the weapon's full-fire setting is only used for mere moments near the end of the movie, where protagonist Max fires a barrage of electromagnetic rails against a fleeing enemy. The rails pierce through the adjoining hallway and promptly melt the victim into a featureless stump. It is by far the film's single coolest moment, and yet, sadly, we don't get a more prolonged set piece to show off this insanely powerful weapon. To rub salt into the wound, there's even an entire damn rack of the weapons just sat there in the armory, but the director chooses to only give us but a taste. Number 4. The Pathogen – Rampage. Video game adaptation Rampage is centered around three canisters of a gene-editing pathogen which end up crash-landing to Earth and transforming a crocodile, wolf, and gorilla into gigantic versions of themselves. In any other movie, that would be more than enough use of a mutating pathogen, but this is a movie starring Dwayne Johnson of all people, and simply, why the hell didn't he use it too? The film even teases the possibility of giving audiences a giant Johnson, pun intended, when his protagonist Davis suffers a grim gunshot wound. Though it initially seems like the pathogen might be the only way to stem his injuries, he ultimately just ends up shrugging it off like he stubbed his toe. All Rampage needed to be the perfect movie was a 50-foot-tall mutant version of The Rock laying the smackdown on some oversized mammals. Though the filmmakers may well have been saving this for the sequel, given how perennially busy Johnson is, it's unlikely that we'll see it anytime soon. Number 3. The Winter Soldiers – Captain America – Civil War. Picking just one standout fighter or indeed weapon in Captain America Civil War sure is not an easy task, but arguably the most useful of the lot never even get a look in at all. The film's finale takes place at a Siberian Hydra facility, where Zemo has lured Iron Man, Captain America, and the Winter Soldier in for fear that he's about to reactivate a fleet of hibernating Winter Soldiers. It's explained earlier on in the film that the Winter Soldiers are expert assassins who were engineered to be even more powerful than Bucky, the implication being that this army will be Iron Man, Cap, and Bucky's final challenge. However, when the heroes arrive at the Siberian base, Zemo reveals that he murdered all of the Winter Soldiers with a gunshot to the head as soon as he arrived, and that his real plan was to set the stage for Iron Man versus Cap and Bucky. This is a rare instance where wasting the most fearsome threat was actually dramatically worthwhile. In favor of a typical superhero movie battle against a horde of anonymous warriors, we got a far more personal, emotionally charged two-on-one fight between characters that we were actually thoroughly invested in. But still, we can't help but miss the Winter Soldiers. Number 2. The BFG – Doom. 2005's Doom adaptation is not a good movie, but fans were at least confident the film would feature the series' iconic superweapon, the BFG, which stands for Big Gun, in prominent fashion. In the Doom games, the BFG 9000 is the most powerful weapon players can wield, an unfathomably destructive plasma-based behemoth which will melt practically anything in the vicinity. In the movie, it's called the Bioforce Gun, and it's fired only once in a single underwhelming scene. Rather than have the protagonist Reaper use the BFG on the final boss monster, instead Sarge just shoots it at an imp which attacks a member of his squad. Much to fans' dismay, the resulting damage is oddly muted as well. The BFG firing a blue plasma blast which melts a portion of the surrounding area. It just doesn't feel like a satisfying payoff considering the comically ridiculous size of the gun and the fact that The Rock is the only person jacked enough to carry it. And number 1, the Zorg ZF-1 – The Fifth Element. Sometimes a weapon is so overpowered that it achieves this kind of glorious self-parody, and that is certainly true of Luc Besson's The Fifth Element. The movie's weapon to end all weapons is the Zorg ZF-1, as is introduced to the audience by the film's ludicrously entertaining villain, Jean-Baptiste Emmanuel Zorg. According to Zorg himself, the gun features include a titanium recharger, a 3,000-round clip, a replay feature which would allow you to home all bullets into a single location no matter where you fire, a rocket launcher, a net, arrow launcher, with poisonous gas tips, a flamethrower, an ice cube system that turns your enemies into popsicles, and a self-destruct mechanism to make sure it never falls into the wrong hands. Oh, and also, it's undetectable by X-ray. Now that is pretty bloody fancy. But besides his extravagant demonstration of the gun's features, it's barely used at all beyond Zorg firing some rounds at Lilu. While the ZF-1 is obviously a bit of a joke, it sure would have been neat to see Zorg, say, I don't know, mow down like a room full of his enemies with it or something. But alas, it wasn't to be.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.